This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Finalytics.ai's co-founder and CEO, Craig McLaughlin, talking about Finalytics 2022 Credit Union Digital Maturity Index Survey. Some really surprising numbers here. Really good stuff here from Craig, so check it out. On today's program, we have Mr. Craig McLaughlin from Finalytics.ai, or just Finalytics. How are you, Craig?
Good. I'm doing great. Last time I saw you was in DC. So it's been a couple of weeks.
That's right. Yeah. Gosh. I mean, it's amazing how time flies. I can't believe that's already 2 weeks ago. It seemed like it was just yesterday.
So, wasn't it great to just be out and about and see all the people you hadn't seen in a long time? I really, really appreciated it.
Yeah, I agree. And interviewing people in person and stuff. I mean, this is great. I mean, I love this. This is how CU Broadcast actually got started, was doing remote virtual interviews. But being there in person and interviewing people and shaking hands and just having that face-to-face interaction was really refreshing. And it's like, okay, this is what we were meant to do right here. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I agree with you. I thought the energy was fantastic. It was so great to see many people like all day long. I mean, from 8 o'clock in the morning until midnight, you saw people that were credit union people really kind of out there engaging and laying out the future. And it's amazing too, is how much things have changed, right? We went from an environment pre-pandemic where digital was considered a little bit differently, and all of a sudden digital became an imperative. And now everyone's adjusting to this kind of new normal.
Yep. Good to see. But yeah, good to see people again. It seemed like there was a big exhale. It's like, we can do this again. And it's so great to see you. So yeah. Very good stuff indeed. Hey, let's talk about something equally as cool as that you guys just put out your 2022 Credit Union Digital Maturity Index survey. Speaking of digital, so give folks a quick overview of this survey. What's it all about here?
Yeah, no, happy to do it. So we, we're constantly working in the category. So I don't know if you're familiar. So we, for a long time, have run Extractable, which is a digital consultancy that works with credit unions and other companies looking at ways to approach a better digital financial experience. And we ended up working with a lot of credit unions in that time frame. And what we learned in that process is that every credit union aspires to offer this same experience that they offer to their members in branch or on the phone digitally. Yeah. And we, as kind of digital consultants, we're constantly trying to figure out how can we take that kind of offline value proposition that they have and manifest it into the digital channel.
Okay.
And a lot of that was really kind of digging into leadership teams, what their priorities were, and then figuring out how we could then lay that out into an experience. And what we found is that constantly the challenge wasn't so much in identifying what that strategy needed to be, but the challenge was really in educating those credit union leadership teams around the opportunity. And so that's certainly changing. And so we apply Forrester's digital maturity model, which is designed to help identify how an organization thinks about digital, and then as a result is able to associate a kind of a number that relates to the relative maturity of that organization. Gotcha. So we did a survey in January 10th through January 27th of this year. We interviewed a range of different credit unions. We invited a whole series, and they ranged from anywhere from a low of 133 million in assets to a high of 31 billion in assets, and really focused kind of on two categories or four categories. Number one is culture. The second is organization, technology, and then insights and data. And we were looking to really dig into how does the organization think about digital maturity against kind of 10 statements. And each of the 10 statements, they ranked 1 through 5, whether they strongly agreed on the other side, and we're able to come out with this framework. It was exciting research, really timely and relevant because it was done just this year, and something we're excited to bring to credit unions that that are looking at ways to be able to yield a better experience for their digital members.
Yeah. Timely is the opportune word indeed, because everyone's obviously talking about it and the great digital acceleration during the pandemic and all that stuff. So having said that, can you share a couple of, I'm going to dive right into this here. Can you share a couple of the key findings here? Because some of these numbers are very surprising. They're very eyebrow raising, if you will.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You would think so, but we actually weren't so surprised with it, because what we see is there's a disconnect between the perception and reality.
Okay.
And so it kind of supported some of the kind of intuitions we had. So we found that 86% of credit unions agree that their competitive strategy is relying on digital. Mm-hmm. However, most are not sufficiently prepared to be able to leverage it. And so, so there's this disconnect between aspirationally we want to go here and we think this is really important, but in practice we're actually really kind of a little bit more limited. Only 14% of the credit unions completely agree that they have the appropriate, flexible, iterative, and collaborative approach to execute a digital strategy. That's pretty interesting. So 86% don't think that, right?
Right.
Which is pretty surprising when you think of how the pandemic has really changed the way credit unions need to think about digital. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't surprise me quite as much, because when we have done consulting for a range of different companies, and we did for a lot of years for companies outside of banking, like high tech companies or healthcare companies, and then we decided to focus exclusively on financial services about 5 years ago. And what we saw is there is a disconnect between the way that those organizations think about digital. Mm-hmm. A high tech company, for example, not in a million years would they think twice about doing really rigorous data analysis to understand who's exactly coming to their experiences and how they're converting. Think of the most recent Super Bowl, the ad from Coinbase with the floating QR code for 55 seconds of the most expensive advertising you can buy. Coinbase had it relegated to this floating QR code, and you'd see it at first and you go, well, that's, you know, what a waste of money. Are we talking like, you know, dot-com days? In reality, it was super smart. They had 20 million people clicked on that ad. Yeah. And it went to their landing page. So it's about a 50 cents per click is what they ended up paying to get people that experience. But on the surface, if you looked at it, you could say, hey, that's a lot of money to spend. But in practice, they were able to really go and take, they took their app in the App Store from number 186 before the ad to number 2 after the ad.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
Pretty massive exposure, pretty big deal. So getting digital right is really, really crucial. Now, I would argue if you talk to almost, you know, any, you know, CU leadership team and you present it, you're going to see the same kind of percentage of thinking that that's a good investment or not. But in reality, we're in a new world where those investments can really make a lot of sense. And you have to kind of reframe your thinking. So we like to, you know, when we do client engagements, a lot of times people will ask us, how does B of A do it? Or how does Wells Fargo do it? And the reality is those are probably not the right examples to be looking at to try and inform, they're mega banks. Think, Chase, Chase's assets, total assets exceeds all credit unions and the vast majority of community banks combined in the United States.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, just you're dealing with a different beast. So comparing yourself to those guys, it's another game. So where you want to compare yourself to is these kind of nimble, scrappy startups that are laser focused on acquiring new membership. Oh, and by the way, a lot of times those are the same members that you're going after. So, you know, learning from them is really important. The key to getting that right, in our experience, and we saw this, it's somewhat concerning in the DMI report, is that you have to really use data in smart ways to be able to pick up on that and drive that. Mm-hmm. But only 12% of respondents said they had that capacity. So data analytics inside of credit unions just kind of isn't where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And it's leaving the door open for these big fintechs to come in and really, you know, bring in the best and brightest with that expertise, laser focus them on getting growth. I think it puts credit unions at a disadvantage. That's why we built Finalytics, because it helps address a lot of those issues and enables a credit union that doesn't have that capacity internally to partner with us and basically turn on that same capacity that a fintech would have on a SaaS basis in kind of, you know, we like to say days, not months, as opposed to trying to recruit teams can go and do a lot of stuff. We solved the problem for those individuals.
And that was the number that really stuck out to me, was that 12% number. And I don't know if you dug any deeper, but did you go to like a why? Why aren't credit unions more kind of engaged in this area, or the capability in this area? Because this is all we've been talking about for the last, I don't know how many years now. And that number to me, again, that was the one that really stuck out to me. It's like, gosh, that seems super low compared to what we've been talking about for the last 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, no, I think in the 10 questions, we didn't really have a ton of opportunity to dig into why, but if I was going to intuit based on the conversations I've had with leaders, is that, credit unions, leadership teams today are just super, super overwhelmed. They have so many things on their plate that they need to get done. The rate of digital transformation in this time frame has been so extreme. They're just trying to prioritize and get these things right. Mm-hmm. And, I almost wonder if they think that a data for a strategy is kind of like a first world problem, mm-hmm. and they're really struggling to just get the basics right. So they're trying to say, hey, our digital banking platform isn't where it needs to be. How are we going to solve that? Like, we need to get that right. Yeah. That is a huge quagmire that's really hard to navigate in today's world. You know, whether you're trying to do a big chunk of it internally, whether you're trying to make the right partnership decisions, it's an uphill battle. It's hard to get those things right. So I think that's where a lot of those resources are getting applied. I also think too, is if you talk to leadership teams, there's been this tendency historically to think that digital first means a better online banking or a better app. Mm-hmm. And that's not what it means. Right? I mean, that's just, those are kind of table stakes, getting those things right. You know, digital first means thinking through everything that a member needs to do with the institution and enabling them to be able to do that digitally. Mm-hmm. And that's not just going shopping for a platform or technology partner. It's boots on the ground, looking at every process you have internally, determining how you can automate that process. And it's not just the experience that's the problem, it's all the manual processes that are internal behind that. Mm-hmm. And that takes a lot of time to change. Also, particularly in institutions like credit unions, we have people that have worked there for 30 years in a lot of cases. Like, I started at the branch and I moved up and now I'm VP of such and such. That's not like you really see the world from one vantage point, mm-hmm. as opposed to bringing in talent from out of category that's coming in and saying, oh, we should automate all this stuff and we can start to really, drive some growth. So it's different.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And there's one other number that I wanted to dive into real quickly here. And it all had to do with leadership. And the number was 26% of respondents said they had the right leaders to carry out digital strategies. Only 26%. Do you want to expand on that one a little bit?
Sure. I think it's, I actually think that's probably, those numbers could really be right. I feel like, the leaders that are, there's two kinds of leaders, I think, today in credit union teams as it relates to the digital. There are leaders that are incumbent kind of, C-suite type folks that have an appreciation for the importance of digital. And either they have it or they don't. And if you have it, then there's the ability to answer that question positively. Like, we have leaders that get it. Right. Then there's this other set of leaders that it's not just that they agree that it's important, but it's that they have the ability to execute digital first strategies at scale. And those are really hard to get. And I think the question could be relative to how savvy the person answering the question is. And so what we see are the credit unions today that are bringing in, talent from, big financial services companies and deploying them internally. It's a big transition. All of a sudden, digital was something that they just, budgeted, and most of those resources went to a third party partner. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to build teams internally that can go and do that stuff. And that's a big transformation. Yeah. It's different. It's not just hiring those people. Mm-hmm. It's keeping those people on the team. It's keeping them motivated, laying out a vision, making them feel empowered in an organization that in a lot of ways is somewhat resistant to change. And so that takes some doing to get right. So, I wonder in that question if there's some people that are thinking, does our leadership team appreciate digital? If yes, then I'm going to say we strongly agree. Right,
sure.
But I think there's another element underneath that, which is a little bit more like, can we actually do that stuff? Is it going shopping for technology, or is it thinking about and having a plan around how we're going to use it, and how that plan then ladders up to our overarching strategy as an institution to guide us forward? And that's a little bit more challenging.
So would it be safe to say that we're kind of in a transformative time as far as leadership goes and as far as thinking digitally? Would that be a safe assumption based on that number?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, when we talk about what's happened in the last 2 years as a result of the pandemic, I think it's been the impetus for some change. And there was really fast change. How do we all of a sudden start working from home, and how do we keep all the trains running on time? And then what are the kind of like immediate priorities? Like, we need the ability to have a text relationship with our customers. We need the ability to schedule an appointment. Like, those are like first, like immediate, like we need to solve this. Now I think we're at a stage where the questions are a little bit less oriented towards how do we just keep operating today, but they're more oriented around how do we present an experience to members that is on par with what they could get from a fintech, mm-hmm. but how do we then embed kind of our secret sauce of being a credit union into that, which is, I think, super exciting. Like, the idea that you can go and work with these credit unions that are not-for-profit cooperatives that are operating under the motto of people helping people. And how do you do people helping people at scale? Like, how do you do that digitally? And so I think about when I interview branch people and they tell me stories about what makes them special, it tends to be stories where they intuited a problem that the customer had, they listened to them, and then they did something awesome. They, mm-hmm. they drove across town to bring a card to a member that lost it. They, allowed a transaction to take place in a way, or they helped somebody around a problem that maybe they hadn't already seen. But getting that right in digital is really hard unless you're using data, unless you're doing everything that you're able to do, kind of mano a mano in a branch. How do you do that in the digital channel? And that's what we're building in Finalytics, is just that listening. So we've got, we're monitoring user behavior. We're looking at, where does the user go? What are they telegraphing to us that they're interested in, mm-hmm. based on what they've looked at, based on when they came to the site, based on what device type they were on, how many times did they come back? Like, all those would be elements that, if you imagine your best branch staff, your best branch teller, they'd be really good at figuring that out and kind of, be a sleuth or a detective and trying to solve that. We're bringing that at scale to credit unions to be able to do that same thing. And this, I think we kind of see the world in two parts. We see there's all these online banking guys that have different ways to skin that cat, and their approaches is uniquely different. Some are completely hands off, like, just sign up with us and we're gonna solve the problem for you. And some on the other end of the spectrum are super custom. They're like, we'll give you a set of tools that you can then kind of you almost like a meal kit. Kind of, you can go home and kind of figure out how to build, which is hard to get right. But then the flip side is then where we see the opportunity is there's not a lot of people focusing on how are we going to help this credit union grow and how can we drive more people into the create an account experience or deepen a relationship. So we kind of see the world in two parts. One is the online banking guys. The other one is the public facing experience bit. And that's where we're focused at Finalytics, is how can we bolt on to a credit union and help them immediately use data in smarter ways to be able to drive growth and deepen member relationships.
Yeah, I think credit unions are very interested in that type of service, for sure, with all the data that they have, for sure. And last question for you, kind of wrap-up question here for you, Craig. Lessons learned from these findings, because, I mean, I'm looking at these numbers, and it sounds like we got a little bit more work to do in this area. I mean, from your perspective, though, what are some lessons that you guys learned here?
I think the biggest one is just, do everything that has made credit unions great. Just care about the member. Care about the digital member as much as you care about the person picking up the phone and calling your call center or walking the branch. That's very mature business over there, right? I mean, all kinds of metrics and KPIs and dashboards about how we're doing, how long does a member wait in line, how long do they have to wait on hold, what's the relative impression of that experience. We just think you just need to bring the same thing into the digital channel.
Sure.
I keep maturing. I think it's just understanding that this is a process, and that it's going from an institution that is very used to delivering things in person into an institution that is a digital first institution. Mm-hmm. I think of Jeff Bezos saying fail fast. And I just would love it if more credit unions would really embrace that and say, look, we don't know. We're going to make our very best bets. We're going to try it, and we're going to see what happens. And yeah. We're going to keep iterating. At the end of that process, you're going to be leaps and bounds ahead, but you've got to be nimble. You've got to be quick. And that's the one thing I would encourage, takeaway. And I have a feeling we'll do this report again next year. And I think we'll be in a stage where we'll see a lot of improvement, because I think credit unions are really at a stage where, they're making those investments. They're prioritizing the digital member. And, I think it's a great thing. It's a great thing for our country that, we are going to have stronger credit unions that are going to be a competitive threat against fintechs. But mm-hmm. I think our fintechs are laser focused on how do we grow, how do we show our investors that we've used their money correctly, and how do we show that we've got a lot of customers. And I think that's great for them, and it's a good business model if that's what you're focused on. But there's all these credit unions over here that do really good things for people and communities. Mm-hmm. And the idea that we can play a role in helping our credit union kind of counterbalance that competitive threat and really care about their members digitally is exciting to us.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to see some massive change this time next year for sure. So, I love studies like this, Craig, because we've been talking about this stuff for so long, but these numbers really kind of paint the picture. They really illustrate what's really going on out there and where we can improve, where the strengths and weaknesses are. So I think these numbers that you guys brought to light here really, again, paint a clear picture of where we are and how far we have to go. And again, this time next year, I think we're going to see some massive change. So I can't wait to see what you guys have in store for us next year. So that said, I'm sure folks can go to the website, finalytics.ai, and go check out some more, because I think we just scratched the surface here, but there's more and more details here for sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to finalytics.ai, download the Digital Maturity Index, schedule a demo of finalytics.ai platform to see how we can help you drive some growth. I'm super excited about the idea of connecting with as many credit unions as possible. Yeah. So please do reach out.
Good deal. All right, Craig, well, I'm gonna let you get back at it. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Great work here. I'm just stuff just fascinates me, and just to see where we are in this journey. So good stuff indeed, and keep up the good work there. Okay.
Thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.